It was the factory to work for at one time. Wages wise, conditions wise, everything. It was the factory to work for. A job for life, yes. It was like a family. People recognise me now. I used to drive a truck.
Massey Ferguson has a proud history, but American owners, AGCO, say it's cheaper to make the tractors in mainland Europe. Around 1,000 people are losing their jobs.
12 months we knew beforehand they were going to close it, and that was it. They just said they were pulling out and it was all going to France. We were capable of building the tractors that the French built, but they didn't see it that way.
There is sadness as another piece of Midlands manufacturing is confined to the history books.
When that news came through, how were you feeling?
Frightened. Frightened. Didn't know whether I'd get another job or what. I was 54. I didn't think I'd work again. You know, in that 12 months, you got, it's like having the sword of Damocles over your head. You don't know what's going to happen, particularly at the age I was. You know, I got shingles. That's how it affected me. But it affected other people in other ways. There was one guy who actually killed himself. Committed suicide after he'd been made redundant, which is a crying shame. Couldn't get another job. But it was an old workforce. They reckon the average age was somewhere in about 50. The company brought in people to help us out. Took us through making a CV. CV? What's a CV? Nobody's heard of a CV then. You just went for a job. As long as you got your union card, and if you knew somebody there, then you got a good chance.
After 56 years and more than 3 million tractors, the last Massey Ferguson rolled off the production line at the Banner Lane factory in Coventry today.
What was that day like?
Quite happy, actually. A relief, I would say. Everybody was going around saying goodbye to everybody. The doors closed, people went out the door, and that was it. They were gone. Never saw them again. A lot of people said that when they closed that, that was it. You know, I'm off, finished. They thought we were dumped on, and we were. Well, I didn't finish then. Because I could drive a forklift, I worked loading lorries. I was one of the last ones there. They turned the lights after we went out, yes. The assembly shop was stripped clean. The machines were being taken out to go to different parts of the world. Somebody I knew who worked in the tower block, and she said it was like watching dinosaurs ripping this factory apart. Quite sad, really. Quite sad. Fortunately, I went to work for this agency. They'd sent me to various places in a potato packing factory. And then I went into the agency one day and they wanted a gardener. The next thing, I was got a piece of paper in my hand and I was on my way to Stratford. And they said, when can you start? And that was it. I've been there over 8 years now. What I miss now is the people, camaraderie.
So you're happy now?
Oh, yeah. It's a nice job. My wife said I became a person again after I left Massey's.